This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, Bali Pulendran discusses your immune system's hard-hitting response to the tiny invaders that enter your body and its extraordinary memory for pathogens of all kinds. Bali Pulendran.
There are a myriad of different pathogens, viruses, microbes, and each of them requires a very specific type of response. And so the immune system then has a decision-making problem. How does it know what kind of infection is in the body? And then once it knows that, how does it decide what kind of immune response it should launch?
In humans, the immune system consists of two parallel immune systems working with one another to head off invaders. One is the innate immune system, the other the adaptive immune system.
The innate immune system is probably a few billion years old, highly conserved, but the adaptive immune system is much more recent evolutionarily. It's only a few hundred million years old.
It's the innate immune system's job to recognize the first signs of infection. That is, the moment a pathogen enters the body.
In a sense, they act as smoke detectors, if you will. Little alarms.
And it's the adaptive immune system that identifies what kind of pathogen has crossed the system's threshold.
So the immune system can classify bugs. It can say, aha, this is a virus. Or this is a bacterium. Not only that, it can say, aha, this is a single-stranded RNA virus. This is a double-stranded RNA virus.
Once a pathogen is identified, T and B cells, two types of white blood cells, make antibodies that help the immune system fight off infection.
So B cells make hundreds of millions of different types of antibodies. Each antibody can latch on to a unique virus or a pathogen. So whenever there is a pathogen on the premise, a B cell that is highly specific to a component of that pathogen will be triggered to expand. So one B cell will become two B cells, those will now become four B cells and so on. And these B cells then produce antibodies that can neutralize components of that pathogen.
What's more, the adaptive immune system has a long memory.
Now, the word memory is interesting because when we talk about memory, we think of the nervous system. We remember. The brain remembers, right? But there's also immune memory. And immune memory is the essence of vaccination. A few decades down the line, if there were any re-exposure to that same virus, these B cells and T cells will be alert and they will respond much more quickly, rapidly, and control the virus.
Much like the immune system does after a vaccination. Pulendran and his colleagues are now trying to understand how vaccines, especially highly successful ones, work.
Almost all the vaccines have been made empirically. In other words, we don't really know how these vaccines work. We don't know the mechanisms by which they work. What's happened in the last 5 years or so, we've begun to look at some of our highly successful vaccines, for example, the yellow fever vaccine, which is in effect a live virus.
What researchers have found is that the strength of the yellow fever vaccine is attributable to its ability to identify not only individual pathogens, but unique components of those pathogens, and then act on them.
We're getting closer to reverse engineering some of our best vaccines, understanding the rules of immunology by which they work. So armed with this insight, we hopefully will be much more competent and more rational in designing new vaccines against HIV, malaria, TB, other emerging infections.
I'm Robin Trokoulis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.